So now I'm going to be talking about specifically support for self-management, and again, I have no relationships to disclose. So epilepsy requires a lot of management behaviors and strategies, and it's, self-management is defined as the sum total of steps a person takes to control seizures and to control the effect of having a seizure disorder. And this includes taking medication, reducing exposures to things that may trigger a seizure, such as stress or lack of sleep, tracking seizures and monitoring side effects, attending doctor's appointments and communicating with a neurologist, and looking up information on symptoms, management, and treatment. So despite the importance of self-management, about 30% of people are not adherent to their medications. And even though medication management is only a piece of overall self-management, it's also easier to adhere to medications than it is to lifestyle changes. And this is true for epilepsy and chronic diseases in general. So challenges to managing epilepsy include medication side effects and costs, depression, and lack of support. So again, I'm going to concentrate on the support as a mechanism for improving or maintaining self-management. And this, is understudied, especially from the caregiver's perspective. So the research questions for this piece are, what types of support do people with epilepsy receive from their primary support person, and how does the support influence self-management? So I'm going to briefly just touch on the methods again. You all just heard them. Again, this is the qualitative piece of a mixed method study. People with epilepsy recruited from a tertiary epilepsy center where they see an epilepsy specialist as opposed to just a general neurologist or being seen in primary care. They refer their support person and took part in an in-depth interview. For the research questions on self-management, I focused on self-management strategies and behaviors, the support that's received and provided, and relationships. Again, the interviews were recorded and transcribed, and I used the grounded theory approach. And again, there are 38 interviews representing 24 relationships. So in general, all of the people with epilepsy managed their condition to some degree, and all of them were on medication. And not everyone with epilepsy knows what triggers their seizures, but for the people who do, they were involved in trying to manage those triggers. So reducing exposure to reducing stress, making sure they got enough sleep, or avoiding certain lights or foods. And the goal of self-management was really seizure control. As this person said, I'm on medication for the rest of my life, not worth having another seizure. And she has only ever had 2 seizures in total. So depending on the type of behavior and the situation, management behaviors can occur periodically, every so often, such as when you take a medication that you only take before or after a seizure, or can occur continuously, so the daily medication you have to take at certain times. And also, self-management can be routine, that kind of daily medication taking that becomes routine, or non-routine, remembering to bring your medications with you if you travel, and things like that. So I'm not going to go over this full table, but this shows the different self-management practices, strategies that people with epilepsy use, and then the support they receive from their support providers. So a couple highlights. The people with epilepsy in my study manage their condition in typical ways that align with the literature. And then for the support providers, their support fell into kind of 2 main areas. First were supporting behaviors. So, for example, reminding people to do a variety of things like take their medication, relax, or reminding them about an upcoming doctor's appointment, or providing emotional support. And then there were also management behaviors. So the support providers themselves would refill the pill box or call in the refill or make the doctor's appointment. So despite the word self in self-management, the primary support providers were really involved in managing the person's epilepsy to differing degrees. So the amount of involvement spanned a continuum from person with epilepsy led on the left to joint management to person support provider led management on the right. So each dot above this continuum represents 1 pair. And as you can see, the pairs were fairly evenly distributed on the person with epilepsy side compared to the support provider side, but there's really little true joint management, which I'm going to have to do more in analysis to figure out exactly why that is. So for a person with epilepsy-led management, the person with epilepsy is responsible for their behaviors and strategies, and the support provider provides support as needed or as wanted. So often this might be reminders, or especially if there's a non-routine, like if they're out or on vacation. So this person with epilepsy said, and so he just kind of lets it ride unless something important is supposed to be happening. He pretty much just leaves it to me. So that's how I've always wanted it. If I wanted something else, he would do it. For joint management, the person with epilepsy and the support provider work together. As this mother said, let me put it in a pillbox and we'll both try to remember it and take it together where you can check me and I can check you and make sure we're taking it right now. And again, very little of this true joint management actually happened. There were several people on the support provider-led management side, though. In primary support person-led management, the support provider takes on the majority of the management behaviors. And the reasons that the person with epilepsy might not be primarily involved, there were mainly two. One being that the person with epilepsy was so debilitated that the support provider had to take that main role. And this could be because severe seizures have those lingering effects such as tiredness and confusion, and long-term effects such as memory. So the person with epilepsy might need to monitor the medication so the person with epilepsy is taking the proper dose, or, for example, describe seizures or symptoms to the neurologist because the person with epilepsy can't accurately do that themselves. And the other situation was when there is the person with epilepsy was a young adult child, so roughly ages 18 to 25, and the support provider was a parent. And often these people with epilepsy had their condition, they had seizures starting in childhood, so that was when the parent really needed to take this role, this main managing role, and it's kind of continued on. And it's illustrated by this quote, this mother said, he doesn't do a lot, I do most of it at this point in his life. I leave the medicine out for him at night and he takes it on his own in the morning. He has been so unreliable in the past. So there's like this negotiation of who's doing what and issues of responsibility kind of wrapped up in that. So this is kind of crazy. I'm just going to highlight a couple things. This model was developed on the relationships between the concepts and the themes, and it conceptualizes how personal and interpersonal factors affect seizure control, illness intrusiveness, and quality of life. So it's based on the illness intrusiveness model that I briefly talked about in the previous presentation. So you see illness intrusiveness, you see treatment factors in seizure control and quality of life, and then there's other things that relate to self-management and self-management support. So the self-management continuum, I don't know if I have a curve. And the relationship dynamics really underlie the self-management continuum and the personal factors involved. And there's a lot that is within relationship dynamics that I don't have time to go into in detail, but I just wanted to highlight two things. First of all, one thing is support preferences, who the person with epilepsy wants to receive support from. So the person with epilepsy may be willing to receive support, like reminders about taking their medication from their husband, but not from their father. And then habits and routines. So this relates to who leads management and how management support is provided has been tied into daily life. So the main points are that people with epilepsy receive a variety of support for self-management, and this control over self-management exists along a continuum. And there are different support needs and preferences at each point along that continuum. So the central role of the support provider is a new aspect to the traditional definition of self-management. The traditional definitions focus really on the person with the condition as the main agent who's managing, or it can also tie in the relationship between the patient and the healthcare provider. But it really doesn't take into account the fact that the support provider can really be doing some of these management behaviors themselves. So it's important to take that into account. Some limitations for the study overall. It's a qualitative study, and its purpose is that it's descriptive to explore patterns and relationships. So despite all those arrows going everywhere in that model, it's not to say that those are causative. There's causation there, but it's just presenting a model that can be further studied later. Also, the participants are from a tertiary epilepsy clinic, so some of them may have more severe epilepsy than people who are seen in just regular general practice. Also, the sample was very highly adherent. So again, that may not be generalizable, but it does provide some insight into how those people are adherent through the support that they have. And finally, since the purpose of the study was to explore support for self-management, So quickly, future directions. Healthcare providers and self-management programs should include the support person because they are involved in these management behaviors. And it's important to facilitate conversations between the person with epilepsy and the support provider to make sure that they're receiving optimal support. And future work can be done to assess where along the management continuum the pair is. So the development of a measurement tool could be useful for this, because right now it's